今天是 Pastor Nick 为我们证道，题目是 Hold Fast。
Privileged to be together again and to be under God's word together.
跟弟兄姊妹在一起是的确是我的荣耀。
Thank you, Pastor Lee, for being my Mandarin voice.
谢谢你牧师帮助我翻译。
谢谢。Thank you. Well, let's see. Raise your hand if your Thanksgiving Day planning was stressful.Although I can't see you, there's probably a lot of hands raised.
虽然我不能看见你，不过我决定是很多人都会举手的了。
What isn't more stressful nowadays?
在现今的时代里面，什么会是给我们很大的压力呢？
Our stress level goes up as we have to make our plans.
当我们要计划的时候，通常都给我们很大的压力。
All because of the COVID and what's going on, and we try to protect and love one another.
在冠状病毒底下的话，我们需要安排的一切都是挺困难的。
For my immediate family, we met over Zoom, and then later, my extended family, we met over Zoom.
我跟我的亲人啊，有两次的那个在 Zoom 上面会面的机会。
But actually, it doesn't matter where you met or how you met. The main thing is give thanks.
就是我们如何的聚会，在哪里聚会不是太重要，最重要是我们需要有感恩的心。
The food and the decorations and if possible being together is nice, but the main thing is to give God thanks.
很多的食物，很好的布置，其实都是好的，但是最重要还是给神有感恩。
So I congratulate you for getting through Thanksgiving Day, and I hope it was a time of giving thanks to God.
所以我恭喜你了，你已经经过了这个节日，盼望你也是对神有很深的感谢。
When we come to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul is concerned about the main thing.
来到哥林多前书第十五章的时候，其实保罗这边也提醒我们，最重要的是留意到什么。
The main thing in Thanksgiving is giving thanks. The main thing to Paul is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
最重要在感恩节的是感恩。在这十五节里面，保罗提醒我们，耶稣基督的复活是最重要的一件事。
This is called the gospel or the good news about Jesus.
这就是福音，这个大喜乐的信实。
So the main thing is understanding the gospel correctly.
所以最重要还是我们需要了解这个福音。
The context is that some people in Corinth were moving away from the true gospel.
在经文里面告诉我们，哥林多人他好像离开福音挺远的。
They were denying the bodily resurrection of believers.
他们否定人是可以复活的。
And Paul said, if you do that, then you deny Christ being raised from the dead.
如果是这样的话，你就是否定了耶稣基督复活了。
And if you reject Christ raised from the dead, then you reject God being at work, because God raised him from the dead.
如果你否定基督的复活，你也否定了神的工作，因为是神使耶稣基督复活的。
So it's important for us to realize what we say. What are we saying about God?
是很重要的，我们到底讲神是怎么样的一个神呢？
As a result, many did not have the power of the resurrection to face temptation and sin.
所以有一个结果就是说，很多人不能抗拒那个罪恶，因为他们没有复活的大能。
We have seen their selfishness and their lack of love along the way.
在这过程当中，我们看见我们的自私，而且是我们 的罪过。
And now coming to the end of the book, Paul says, "Now you have no excuse, because I delivered to you the true gospel."
在这里，保罗就讲，你们再没有借口了，因为我是曾经传这个福音给你们的。
Actually, Paul is saying he received it from Christ, and then he faithfully gave it to them, and they're the ones who strayed away from it.
是保罗说，我那个福音是从基督直接得来的，现在传给你们，你们却远离。
So Paul's main exhortation is, hold fast to the gospel.
所以保罗的重点是在乎你要抓紧了那个福音的真理。
And so we need to understand the importance of holding fast to the gospel.
所以我们一定要了解很清楚那个抓紧那个福音的重要性。
Paul's going to tell us in three different points why it's important to hold fast to the gospel.
保罗告诉我们有三点很重要的，我们要知道为什么要抓紧那个福音。
Let us briefly pray together.
让我们一同再祷告。
Heavenly Father, your word is living and active, and we pray that you would work through your word to accomplish your good purpose in each of us.
天父，你的话语是活泼的，有功效的，但愿我们都能够聆听你的话语。
You are the teacher, you are the preacher, you are the one who enlightens our eyes to see.
你是教导我们的，你是令我们能够看见的。
Cause us to see you as we look into your word. I pray in Jesus' name.
让我们看见你，在我们研读你的话语的时候，我们做这一切都是奉靠我主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen. So Paul's exhortation is hold fast to the word, the gospel.
所以保罗是提醒我们需要抓紧那个福音。
Just as the Corinthians received the gospel, they also received Christ through the gospel.
所以好像哥林多人他们接受这个福音，他们就等于接受了基督。
And those who truly received Christ stand in the gospel. They have a right standing before God.
所以所有人他接受基督的，他都站在主的面前。
That means they trust in the righteousness of Jesus and not in their own good works, because we have no good works.
所以他们是相信信靠主耶稣基督的公义，乃不是自己的，因为我们当中都没有。
And when the apostles proclaimed the gospel, they were ultimately talking about God the Father being at work.
当使徒他们传福音的时候，就是讲到神正在做工。
And when they spoke of God being at work, this is something that people knew about.
神做工其实所有人都可以看见，都可以知道的。
And we see this in Acts 2:22, by Peter.
就好像在使徒行传第二章第二十二节的时候，彼得是这样讲的。
Where once again we see that the gospel is good news about God being at work.
是我们知道那个福音是好的信实，为什么？因为神正在工作。
Acts 2:22, Jesus, a man attested to you by God.
所以这边讲到耶稣是神为他做见证的。
So God is doing the work in Jesus.
所以神在基督的生命里面做工。
Attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through Jesus.
然后在你们面前，耶稣行那些的行医行神迹，是因为神在他生命里面做工。
Jesus told us he did nothing apart from the Father.
耶稣也是这样讲，我做这一切都是在父里面的。
So when people saw Jesus doing miracles, they saw God the Father at work.
所以当人看见耶稣行那个神迹的时候，他们同样的是看见神在做工。
And in that verse, Peter says, just as you yourselves know, you saw it yourself.
所以保罗就是这样告诉他们，没有，不是保罗，是彼得是这样告诉他们说，你们看，你们也是亲眼看见的。
Then Peter spoke about something that God did that they didn't know.
但是彼得也讲了 OK, 其实神做的事情你还是不知道的。
Verse 23, this man delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God.
因为耶稣所行的事情都是神已经计划好的了。
So Peter didn't say, this man delivered over by the Romans or by the Jews, but ultimately it was God's predetermined plan and foreknowledge.
所以彼得讲到解释事情不是因为在世的权力不是犹太人不是罗马人他们能做什么乃是神他已经做了他的计划预定
So God was at work in the delivering over of Jesus and God was at work it says God raised him up God raised him back to life
神在做工神透过耶稣做很多的事情而且最大的事情就是把他从叫他从死里复活
So the gospel is about the good news of God being at work.
所以那个福音是好的消息因为是主耶稣复活
So now Paul says, let us see why holding fast the word is important.
然后让我们看看为什么抓紧那个福音是重要的
First of all, holding fast to the word is important because it gives us assurance of our salvation.
头一点重要因为这个真理给我们有救恩的确据
Verse 2 You are saved if you hold fast the word
第二节说你因为接受这个福音你能够得救
This truth has been told to us by Jesus also and also in the book of Hebrews
这个真理耶稣告诉我们在那个希伯来书也是这样的讲
Hebrews 3:14, for we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm unto the end.
希伯来书第三章第十四节这样讲，那耶稣是神把那个赐给我们，是我们抓紧那个福音，作为得到那个那个确据直到末了。
So what is clear so far is.That those who hold fast the word unto the end will be saved.
所以任何人把那个真理抓得紧，直到末后，他一定得救。
So the question is, how does somebody hold fast the word?
那问题说，我们怎么样才可以抓紧呢？
Is it by my own self-effort?
是不是因为我的努力？
Is our salvation dependent upon ourselves?
是不是我的得救是在乎我的能力呢
Certainly not.
一定不是。
So those who hold fast unto the end will be saved. So how does this happen?
所以那个抓紧到最后的一定得救怎么样发生呢
It's not by our efforts that make us saved unto the end.
不是因为我们有能力我们可以坚持到最后一秒。
But here, and in Hebrews, here Paul is saying,Those who are truly saved will hold fast to the end.
所以这边讲到保罗是讲到哪一些得救的人才可以把那个抓紧那个真理到最后。
In other words, holding fast is what God enables His own to do.
所以说那个抓紧是神赐给我们的能力来的。
This is based on God's faithfulness.
是因为神的信实。
God is the one who calls us out of darkness. He will save us all the way to the end.
是神召我们从黑暗里面出来，然后保守我们直到末了。
God is like the lifeguard that gets down and goes into the water and saves us, and He will carry us and keep us all the way to the end.
神就好像那个救生员他在水里面拯救我们，然后把我们背上水到最后。
And so now we see why holding fast is so important because that's how we get assurance of our salvation.
所以我们抓紧那个真理是很重要，这才给我们那个确据对于我们的救恩。
It's based on God's faithfulness.
是因为神的信实。
So hold fast, gain assurance of God's salvation.
所以我们抓紧就有那个得救的确据。
This is why it's so important to hold on to God's word in the gospel.
所以是那么重要的一点，我们一定要 要坚信那神的福音。
Paul continues and tells us, secondly, why it's important to hold on to the gospel.
第二点，保罗告诉我们。
He gives us some specifics now.
他是很特意的来讲解一点。
Because not holding fast to the word is traceable to believing in vain.
因为如果你不抓紧的话，就可以讲在起初的时候你基本是不相信的，所以你相信也是徒然的。
Verse 2, unless you have believed in vain. If you believed in vain, you won't be saved.
所以第二节讲到，你们若不是徒然相信的话，那就没用的了。
So it's possible for us to have believed in vain, not really have done it.
所以真的有可能我们相信是不对的，不正确的。
And so notice where he says the problem is. It's in the beginning. You didn't even begin right. You didn't receive correctly.
留意保罗所说的程序是在最当初的时候你相信的不对，所以你相信是错的。
But those who truly believed, they will hold fast unto the end.
真正相信的人，他就可以抓紧那个真理。
It's important that we understand there's a difference between turning away from God and falling away from God.
那我们需要分辨的一点是说，我们是离神越来越远，还是我只是暂时的转脸？
True believers can turn away from God.
一个真正的信徒，他可以转脸不看神。
But eventually, God, through His love, will discipline them and bring them back.
但是在神的爱里面会教训他，让他回转。
But those who truly never believed in the first place, they will fall away.
但是那些在起初就不相信的人就会越离越远。
But even those who fall away, there's still hope. They can now believe truly in Christ and receive Him.
但是纵然是那些人，他们也可以回转，他们可以相信在任何的一步。
The main point here that Paul is making is that God is the one who enables true believers to hold fast.
所以的主要点，保罗是看重哪些人能够抓紧那个真理的人。
He enables them to live in light of what is true about Jesus.
他会给神会给他们能力去了解，然后生活出来，然后知道耶稣的事情。
And this is of most importance, and it's inseparable. We cannot take it apart.
那以下的这几点是连贯在一起的，不能分开的。
And these truths actually tell us how God goes about saving a person.
那这个真理就是讲到神如何去拯救一个人。
He enables them to not believe in vain, so they will not fall away.
使他们真的去相信是真的，而且不会远离。
It's God Himself who enables true believers to hold fast.
是神使我们有能力去抓紧那个真理的。
And now He explains it's according to the Scriptures.
那他就解释是按着圣经。
First of all, Christ died for our sins.
第一点是基督为我们的罪而死。
There's much we could say. He died in place of us where we deserve to die.
很多可以讲，也可以这样看，是为了我们的罪的缘故，他为了我们而死。
He died for our sins in that he took the penalty that we deserved.
他为我们顶了那个罪，所以他就受那个刑罚。
So specifically, God saves when he leads us to believe that Christ died for our sins.
所以是基本上就是说，神要耶稣这样的替我们而死，他可以为我们赎罪，赎罪。
And because he truly died, he was buried.
因为他真的死了，所以他被埋葬了。
And then, on the third day, according to the scriptures, he was raised back to life.
然后按照圣经的预言，三天以后他就复活了。
And it's the Father who raised him as he promised he would do.
就是神他的应许是他使耶稣基督复活的。
This is a very strong, if not the strongest, evidence of believing in Jesus. Jesus said that he would die and that he would be raised again.
这是一个很重要的 说明或说是证据是耶稣他自己说明他会死而且三天之后复活的。
In Romans 15:17 it says if Christ has not been raised, or this is, sorry, 1 Corinthians 15:17, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You're still in your sins.
所以在十七节啊，保罗就这样讲，如果耶稣没有复活，你还是死在罪里面。
So Paul is saying, if you want to deny the resurrection of Christ, then he was not approved, he was not raised, and you're still in your sins.
所以保罗就是讲了，如果耶稣没有复活，你还仍然在罪中。
And talking about or proclaiming a Jesus who never died and rose again is worthless.
所以说啊，耶稣啊死了，但是没有复活，也是完全没用的。
So you're in your sins, like you're in the sewage, and it surrounds you.
就好像你在罪里面，就好像你在那个很脏的水当中一样。
But in believing in Christ, you are brought out and you are placed in Christ in the pure water.
但是如果你相信基督的话，耶稣就会把你从脏水里面拖出来，把你放在那个清水里面。
And then Paul says, there's actually evidences that Jesus rose from the dead, and you should take them into account.
然后保罗讲，就是有很多的证据，你需要留心去听去看。
There are credible witnesses that are actually still alive. You can go and talk to them.
那有很多的证人现在还是活生生在你面前的，你应该听他们的。
And he starts with the most known disciple of all, and that's Peter.
所以他从最出名的那个使徒彼得开始。
And then there's the 12. They're called the 12, because that's their name. They're the 12.
然后有十二使徒。
And then there was 500 that Jesus appeared to all at one time.
然后还有五百人，耶稣是同一时间在他们面前出现的。
And then James, he was the newest one to be a leader within the early church, and Jesus appeared to him.
还有雅各，他是教会里面一个重要的领袖，主也是这样的在他面前显示。
And Jesus appeared to all the apostles. You're not an apostle unless Jesus appeared to you.
耶稣也是在所有的使徒面前显现。
And then Paul says, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me also.
然后保罗也讲，我其实也是其中之一，但是我好像是一个最小的不配的人。
Paul considered himself untimely born because possibly he wasn't, we know he wasn't part of the 12, and so he came later.
他这边用到说他还未到产期就出生了，因为他见耶稣的时候他还不是使徒。
In Acts chapter 9, we're told how even after Jesus had ascended, he appeared to Paul while Paul was breathing threats and murder against the church.
所以《使徒行传》里面记载到，当时耶稣其实已经升天了，他还是显现在保罗面前，而保罗那时候是逼迫教会的。
So Paul says, "I believe these credible witnesses, and actually, I'm one of them."
所以保罗说，我是相信所有的证人，我是其中之一。
It's like the song that says, "I believe in miracles because." I'm a miracle myself.
就好像诗篇里面所讲的，我相信那个神迹，因为我就是神迹的一部分。
So it's God who enables His own to hold fast unto the end, proving that they did not believe in vain.
所以保罗就讲，如果你抓紧信到最后的话，你的信就不是徒然的。
And that's why it's important to hold to the word, to the gospel. And prove that you didn't believe in vain.
所以我们一定要掌握抓紧那个真理，所以我们不会相信是突然的。
So holding fast, it's traceable back to believing not in vain.
所以抓紧真理就等于我们相信不是突然。
Now, thirdly, why is it important to hold fast?
第三点，为什么我们要抓紧呢？
And I've been holding back because this is the main one that holds everything together.
所以我没有讲得太清楚, 因为这一点是最重要的, 把所有都连贯在一起。
Paul says holding fast the word is about God's enabling grace.
因为神说, 保罗说, okay, 我们能够抓紧是因为神的恩典。
I feel sorry for people who think that they can lose their salvation.
有时候我替一些人感到悲哀, 因为他们不相信他们自己的救恩可以保存。
Scripture says salvation is about God. It's His all-enabling grace.
圣经说那个救恩是完全是神的,是他的恩典来的。
So Paul says, yeah, that's what I was before Christ appeared to me. But verse 10, His grace towards me did not prove in vain.
所以保罗自己做见证说, 这是因为神的恩典,所以现在我才可以在主里面。
When Paul says His grace, he's talking about God working, enabling one to hold on to the Word of God.
这个恩典是他叫人能够相信,能够抓紧,能够在真理里面。
Grace is not grace if we can earn it or make it happen ourselves.
恩典就不是恩典了,如果是我们赚回来的,是依靠自己能力的。
And so Paul makes this clear. He says, For I am the least of the apostles. I'm not fit to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church.
所以保罗就清楚地用自己作为一个例子, 我本来是不配的, 因为我是逼迫教会的。
When he says least of the apostles, he means least worthy because he persecuted the church.
他说他自己最小, 是因为他觉得他最不配, 因为他曾经逼迫教会。
And in a sense, Paul's making an overstatement because nobody is worthy to be an apostle or even a Christian.
其实按照这一点, 我们也可以这样看, 没有一个人是配得的, 因为我们每个人都犯罪。
And so what Paul is saying is, God is able to save even the worst sinner, and I'm the worst sinner.
所以保罗就用自己做例子, 神可以救那些罪恶最差劲的人。
So there's hope. There's hope for us. The main point is because of God's doing through His grace, Paul was saved. He continues in verse 10, but looking back in contrast to his old way of life, But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
所以现在保罗看起来,他就感恩,他说,我如今成为了何等的人,完全是神的恩典。What
a powerful statement Paul is making in Corinth, a church that boasted of how wise they were, how spiritual they were, how gifted they were.
这是个很有力的宣讲。 因为保罗是讲给哥林多人,他们都是骄傲,他们都是自夸,自以为属灵的人。
In the midst of a boasting church, Paul makes it clear, his boast alone is in God.
所以在一群自夸的人当中,保罗就告诉他们,可夸的只可以向神夸。
God's grace appeared in his life, God worked in his heart, and the boast is in God.
因为神的恩典是在保罗的生命里面,在他的心里面,所以他一切可夸的,都只可以夸口于神。Now
Paul makes an important connection here. He says, the grace that saved me also works in me, causing me to serve.
所以就是因为神的恩典在我里面,令我改变,所以我现在才可以侍奉神。
Back to verse 10. But I labored even more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me.
回到第十节,我格外的劳苦,就是因为神的工作在我里面。
There's no place to take boast, to take credit. Paul says, it's only by God the Father being with me.
我自己完全不能自夸，因为这一切都是父神的恩典。
If we've experienced any growth in unity together in Christ, the boast is in God.
但是如果我们经历任何在属灵上面的长进，我们当中的合一，我们只可以夸耀神他的工作。
So God's saving grace is also an enabling grace whereby he causes us to hold fast.
所以神他的恩典是能够救我们，能够给我们能力，也让我们能够掌握或者是抓紧神的应许。
This grace moves us. This grace transforms us, his presence in our lives.
这个恩典感动我们，这个恩典给能力我们。
Paul did not say, I work so hard because I'm going to pay God back.
保罗不是说我那么的勤奋是因为我需要赔偿神。
It's impossible to pay God back. Every good work is a filthy rag in God's sight.
我们永远不能赔偿神，但我们根本是不配。
So Paul didn't even say he's under obligation to pay God back or to serve God.
所以保罗根本不是说只是我的责任，只是我对神的补偿。
But rather Paul said, it's only by God's grace with me.
但是保罗是这样讲，是因为神的恩典与我同在。
He acknowledged God working through his grace in his heart and mind, bringing about transformation.
所以保罗是讲，因为神的恩典是在他的生命里面彰显出来，是令他成为一个改变了的人。
This is important because living the Christian life is about God's life being in us.
这是很重要，因为我们过一个基督徒的生活，就是等于神在我们生命里面如何的彰显出来。
Living the Christian life begins by being moved by someone outside of ourselves.
过这个基督徒的生活是我们所做的事情 是在我们自己以外。
It's like a sailboat. The wind comes along and the boat sails away.
就好像一个帆船它能够开动是因为有风。
There's no self-effort.
不是那个船它自己努力。
Not even Jesus raised himself from the dead. God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
就是耶稣也不是自己复活，他而是神使他复活。
Going back to that main thing, giving thanks, it's all about acknowledging God at work.
所以回到我们主要的重点我们需要感恩，因为是神他是他的恩典与我们同在。
Romans 15:18.
罗马书第十五章十八节。
For I will not presume to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me.
我不会再讲其他的了，只是讲神在我生命里面所成就的。
It's God. It's God Himself who gets the credit for enabling us to love one another, to serve one another.
是神令到我们能够彼此相爱，彼此服侍。
It's His life in us. It's Christ accomplishing His life through us.
是他在我们里面的生命，是他完成了他生命里面的托付。
And now Paul ends by saying that what matters is not who preached the gospel, but that the gospel was actually preached.
所以保罗说，重要的不是谁去传这个福音，而是这个福音被传了。
And this gospel that was preached was believed in truth. So, verse 11, whether then it was I or they, so we preached, and so you believed.
所以第十一节讲，是谁传这个福音不重要，重要是你怎么样去相信这个福音。
And so, because of time, I'll move to the application.
所以时间关系，我们现在学那个应用。
We got the 3 points in.
有三点。
So here's the application. Acknowledge God at work.
有一个要知道神在工作。
God is the one who's at work in the gospel of grace. He convicts us.
所以在那个福音，在那个恩典里面，神感动我们。
Examine yourself for assurance of salvation that God is in you and transforming you.
所以我们是要自我反省，要知道我们那个救恩的确据。
At the end of 2 Corinthians, Paul wrote, Test yourselves to see if you're in the faith. Examine yourselves.
所以哥林多后书第十三章这样讲，你需要知道，你需要测验你自己，是不是真的耶稣在你里面。
Verse 5, Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you?
所以你要确定耶稣是住在你里面。
Jesus in you is what causes you to hold firm to the faith.
所以耶稣在我们里面，就是说我们真的抓得紧神的真理在我们里面。
So our boast is to be in God, as He is the one who enables us even to serve.
所以夸就要为神而夸，夸在他在我们生命上面的工作。
So let us rejoice in God. Through His grace, He enables His own to hold fast.
让我们以神为乐，因为他的恩典啊，使我们可以抓住他的应许，他的真理。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you that the gospel is about you being at work.
天父，我们感恩，因为那个福音就是神你在工作。
You raised Jesus from the dead after he died for our sins.
你让主耶稣基督复活，让他能够救赎我们的罪过。
He appeared to countless credible witnesses who saw him, including Paul himself.
他显现在很多的见证人面前，包括保罗在内。
And when he makes himself known, he convicts and he transforms and he empowers us to serve.
他显现了，他感动我们，使我们可以专心一意地去侍奉他。
Thank you, Lord. We're not what we used to be.
感谢主，我们再不是从前的人。
Jesus' power, his resurrection power works in us. It's his grace. He gets the credit.
耶稣的复活，他的恩典活在我们里面，所有一切的荣耀是归给他。
Cause this grace to move us forward so that we know that it's not us and it's you.
神的恩典帮助我们前进，我们知道不是我们，乃是神你的工作。
So that we boast alone in the God of grace.
所以我们能夸就是夸神的恩典。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
奉耶稣圣名祈求，阿门。